This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to confront a great question. Why did the market like the hike? Generally, when you have a rise in interest rates, markets don't like it because that suggests that they are actually trying to slow economic growth. Markets like economic growth. So why would they like a rise in interest rates today, the biggest in, 40 years? It's a very major rise in interest rates to cope with some of the inflation that is the worst in 40 years. To make sense of all this, to ask about where we're going, nobody better to talk to than Jerry Bowyer, who is one of the leading financial and general political prognosticators. Why? Because he bases this on futures markets and fascinating information and perspective. Jerry is the editor of Town Hall Finance. He is the editor of Affluent Investor, former columnist for Forbes. And he lives in Pennsylvania with his wife, and it's the three youngest of your seven children. Have I got that right?
Well, we're down to one. The two boys have moved out, so we're down to just the one youngest.
So the two boys could afford to move out.
Yes, yeah. Charlie went out and bought a house, and Jack hasn't bought a house, but he went west to pursue his fortune.
Well, I hope that for all of our sake, young men pursuing fortunes or trying to earn their way into the American dream, more power to them. My question for you is that there's a piece that you wrote, we've posted on our website, saying the Fed should not raise or lower interest rates. You're not saying that interest rates should remain the same all the time. If the Fed doesn't do it, who should?
We should. When we make decisions to save or to borrow, well, we just talked about it. We saved money as a family, and saving money lowers the interest rates. And then we helped our son buy that first house, for example. That he went out, and you know, we took out a mortgage for the rest of it, or helped him take out a mortgage. And that's borrowing. That drives interest rates up. So saving and borrowing, they are the things that affect interest rates. We determine the interest rate by our behavior, by our actions. If we don't save, if there's not enough savings, then interest rates rise. That's the way things should be. That's a signal. We're not saving enough. A society that has a high savings rate will tend to have a lower interest rate. That's the way things should be. But instead, what's happening is the government comes in and sets the interest rate. It overrides all of our decisions. Doesn't matter whether we save or borrow. It doesn't matter whether, you know, whether we're thrifty or not. The government comes along and essentially sets that rate for us. And that causes tremendous distortions. And the distortion that it's been creating really since the Great Recession, to an amazing degree, is the distortion of a bubble. The central bank comes in, it lowers interest rates. That's just a way of saying it's creating money. Interest rates are the lever they use to create money. Well, when they create that money, it floods into financial markets and it creates stock and bond bubbles. And then eventually it kind of spreads out to the rest of the economy, creates a housing bubble, which clearly we have now. And then it spreads out into the rest of the economy and there's consumer price inflation. So we created that bubble and that distortion. We never should have done that in the first place. And then people say, well, what's the way out of where we are now? There is no easy way out. Once you create a bubble, there's no getting out without pain. But we don't have much tolerance for pain. And so the central bank is kind of indicating, yeah, we know inflation's a problem, but they're not indicating the kind of courage. Those 75 basis point hikes, when they say they're not going to do that, that's basically their way of saying we're more afraid of triggering a recession than we are afraid of inflation. And so markets are saying, oh, okay, the party's back on, and that's why they went up in response to today.
Your best guess would be that the one aspect of inflation, of course, that hits Americans most directly is gas prices, gas at the pump. Do you believe that there is any chance that the price of fuel that you put into your car is going to begin to retreat at any time this year?
Yes, I think that's definitely a possibility, and it's also a possibility that inflation will retreat. But I don't take much comfort from that, because at these incredibly high prices and rates, a minor retreat isn't much relief. So inflation is now running at 8.6% year over year. That's very high by American standards. I mean, if you're Venezuela, that's just as normal life, but we're not. We're, as you say, the greatest nation on God's green earth. We're not used to inflation rates of 8.6%. We have to go back to the 70s to remember anything like that. So let's say it retreats from 8.6% to 8% or 7.5%. That's still terrible. And if that's going on for a number of years, that's very destructive to the economy. It's very destructive to savings. And it's socially and culturally disruptive as well. There's an interrelationship between the culture and the economic health of the middle class. And so if it retreats a little, yeah, that's reasonable, but I don't see it retreating enough to get back to normal, and so I see the kind of corrosion of the economy continuing for some time.
You see normal as most people who are looking at this as something like 2% inflation rate?
Yeah, it depends which measure you use. Most people, when they talk about inflation, they refer to the CPI, which is the bucket of goods and services that we typically buy. The Fed uses something called, Consumer Price Index. The Fed does a little bit of a kind of a cheat. They say, well, we're targeting the PCE, the personal consumption expenditure, which is a little easier test, because they allow them to do adjustments. Like if you stop buying ground beef because the price goes up too much and you buy ground chicken instead, then the Fed doesn't count that when they're measuring how well they're doing. So they're shooting for 2%, but it's an easier measure of inflation. But that would be normal. That's their goal. Historically, the inflation rate in American history is about 3%. We can live with that pretty well. I mean, I think it should be zero, but, you know, for 200 years, it was slightly negative, which was fine. But, you know, anything above 4% sustained inflation is really corrosive and destructive. And I just happened to update my five-year inflation prediction, and it's above 4%. It's not 8%, but above 4% for 5 years is bad for the economy. It's bad for the culture, and it's bad for our political and civic order.
Okay, explain why the difference between, say, a 2% inflation rate and a 4% inflation rate should be, as you say, so corrosive, so destructive.
Because something like a 2 or 3% inflation rate is sort of built into our psyche, and it's built into our contracts, and it's built into our labor agreements, et cetera. We're used to that, so we've already accounted for it. Nobody's noticing 2 or 3% inflation. So you get normal 2 or 3% raises, et cetera. But when that gets doubled, we're not ready for that. We're not used to it, and our contracts and our financial instruments aren't really designed for that level of inflation. Kind of like you drive a car, and the car's okay if you're driving 60 or 70, but the car doesn't work very well if you're driving 100. Things begin to kind of shake. So we're not built for 4% inflation. So what that does is it destroys savings. Because, you know, people save money, but yet your investments have to not just do better than zero. Your investments now have to do better than 4%. If your investment return is 4% and the inflation is 4%, then you didn't make any money on your investment. You just preserved. It's basically a safe deposit box. So when you're destroying savings, what are you doing? You're destroying the middle class, and the middle class is a cultural bulwark against revolution, against political extremism. The fascist and communist movements that we saw in the 20th century were all preceded by periods of elevated inflation. I'm not saying we're there in the United States. All I'm saying is it's a strain, and it definitely, when you're up above 4%, that strain, you really begin to feel it, and we are feeling it now.
And we will get back to more in terms of what happens politically. Would it make a difference in the inflation rate and the growth of the economy if Republicans take both the House and the Senate? That and more with Jerry Boyer. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
There's no doubt politically that the biggest issue in the country right now is inflation. The biggest issue in the country is the economy and the health of the economy and the apparent mismanagement of the economy by the Biden administration. It's one of the reasons that Republicans are so heavily favored to win a majority in the House, and to not quite as likely, but very possibly and probably, to win a majority in the U.S. Senate. Jerry Bowyer not only analyzes the economy, and he's the host, by the way, of a new podcast called Meeting of Minds. And I wanted to ask you, Jerry, you take a look at the odds makers and the odds and what the betting trends tend to show us about what's coming up politically, which, by the way, has been a remarkably accurate way of predicting recent elections. If you wanted to bet right now that, say that Nancy Pelosi would return as Speaker, that the Democrats would maintain control of the House of Representatives, what kind of odds could you get if you wanted to make that bet?
3-1, roughly.
Yes. So yeah. It's pretty much heading in a Republican direction. How about for the Senate?
2-1, roughly.
Okay.
So it looks like Republicans take both houses, right? And I agree with the futures market on that.
And what about? Do you remember when the futures market, right before the election of 2020, that election which remains so controversial? What did the futures markets say about Trump's reelection?
That he wouldn't be reelected. The futures markets predicted Biden, and were correct. One area that they got wrong was the first Trump election in 2016. And I would say that the political futures market has a little bit of sort of an urban tech young bias. So it tends to miss populist uprisings a bit. It also was wrong on Brexit. But if things are more conventional, it tends to get things right. By the way, it got Oz right here in Pennsylvania, Mastriano right. It has Trump winning, the nomination. This is interesting. I spoke too soon. DeSantis and Trump are in a dead heat at 38% to win the primary, for the Republican primary. But whichever one wins is like maybe 2 or 3 percentage points more likely than Biden to win the general election.
Did you just see, you're in Pennsylvania, which could be the most crucial state of all and has a very hot governor's race and has a very hot U.S. Senate race that could determine who controls the U.S. Senate. They just showed a disastrous polling for Dr. Oz. He was down to Fetterman by almost 20 points, but Governor Mastriano, who the candidate for governor, State Senator Mastriano, who was considered to be a long shot, he's running much closer to actually winning the governor's race against the state's attorney general, Josh Shapiro. Does that surprise you at all?
A little, but not much. I still think Mastriano is a long shot, but it's possible. Shapiro is a very skilled politician. He's had statewide office. That's important in Pennsylvania. I think one of the things that people don't realize is Pennsylvania doesn't vote so much ideologically as it votes for whoever everybody in the state knows their name, right? So Pennsylvania has there's Philadelphia politicians. James Carville say? You've got Pittsburgh on one side, you've got Philadelphia on the other side, and you have Alabama in the middle. So there are essentially three, maybe four major voting districts. And generally regional politicians have trouble winning. So Oz, I think, won the primary simply because he was a celebrity. And Fetterman is very well known, and he has a lot of charisma. He just had a stroke, though. That's a problem. So that might hurt him. Mastriano is not really that well known statewide, so I think that's going to hurt him. It's hard to say. So a little bit surprising, but not terribly surprising.
In terms of the likelihood that the Republicans do end up taking at least the House, which is where all revenue bills and all economic bills originate under the Constitution, but assuming Republicans take the House and probably the Senate, is that going to be good for the economy, do you believe?
Yes. I do, because it's a break on spending. But I guess the way I would look at it is it's not so much that it'll make it good, It's that it will restrain it from getting worse. In other words, the government has already created so much excess money supply that inflation's already in the mix. So let's say that we passed Build Back Better, you know, and borrowed another $2 trillion from the central bank. The central bank creates the money that we use for this borrowing. Well, that's another $2 trillion. That's more inflation on top of what we have. So I don't think it's a matter of Republicans taking control brings us back to normal. I think that's maybe that's a break on things getting worse. It's not things actually getting good.
What would it take in terms of a legislative program, if you were advising the House Republicans or the Senate Republicans, for that matter, especially given the fact that there's going to be Joe Biden in the White House for another 2 years after the midterm election, which is hard to believe, but assuming those facts, what would you advise the new Republican majorities to push?
Well, what can they push, right? I mean, the president has veto power, so what can they get, you know, override power to do? I can't think of a positive agenda. Sometimes a negative agenda is the most you can hope for until you get the White House, right? Whoever has the White House presses the agenda, and then Congress reacts. That's not the way the founders designed it, but that's the way that it works now. You know, for the long run, what I would want is Republicans in Congress to get serious about the Fed. The Fed is not an independent branch of government. It's a creature of Congress. It's created by legislation. And it's become this unaccounted money creation monster. And it is under congressional authority. And we act like it's not. So I think for the long run, for like America as the great nation, the great nations have stable currencies. We need to rein that in. I know that's not a short-term political advantage, but if you're thinking in terms of statesmanlike conduct, Congress needs to get the Fed back to its original mission, lender of last resort, and stabilizer of the economy, not micromanager of the economy.
This raises an interesting question, and I've talked about this with my friend and colleague, Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, my longtime producer. Was there a time in the recent past, say in the last 50 years, where everything was humming along, where the Dow was up and taxes were low and inflation was low? When's the last time that was a situation that applied?
90s, you know, that was pretty good. And from around the second round of Bush tax cuts in 2001 to about 2006 or 7, then the Fed came in and, you know, gave us a deflationary recession. So it's possible, really, in the 80s too. Reagan and Volcker, they broke the back of inflation because they had courage. We don't have a knowledge problem. We have a courage problem.
Let's hope that we deal with that problem. Jerry Bowyer, his most recent comments posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with the size of the GOP wave.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. More than 10,000 visitors were ordered out of Yellowstone National Park as unprecedented flooding tore through the northern half of the nation's oldest park, washing out bridges and roads and sweeping an employee bunkhouse miles downstream. T.J. Britton once lived in the area.
It's like watching a live funeral. I've watched this on TV happen to lots of other people, and when it happens to you, it's devastating.
Authorities say a house that was picked up by floodwaters floated for 5 miles before it sank. The gunman who killed 10 people in an attack at a Buffalo supermarket was charged Wednesday with federal hate crimes and could face the death penalty. The criminal complaint filed Wednesday against Peyton Gendron coincided with a visit to Buffalo by Attorney General Merrick Garland, who was expected to address the charges and meet with the families of the people who were killed. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, there are all eyes on the upcoming election, especially after the primaries yesterday. The Republicans winning a district, and that was because there was a special election in that district. The election was yesterday. And in Texas, they won the 34th district of Texas. And they won it fairly comfortably with a very strong incumbent. She'll have to defend the seat again in November. But with all of this mathematics, there's a question: how big a wave can House Republicans expect? Josh Krauschauer, who is National Journal's Daily's senior national political columnist, has written this piece that goes pretty far into the weeds in not only determining the fact that, yes, there is indeed an expectation of a Republican victory, but of the size and impact of that Republican victory. First of all, Josh, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Michael.
And why does it matter whether the Republicans win just the minimum, now it is 4 seats they need to pick off in order to take over the House of Representatives? That gets rid of Nancy Pelosi. That installs Kevin McCarthy as Speaker, presumably. Why does it matter whether they gain 4 seats or 40? And both are considered to be possibilities.
So two big reasons. Number one, the way we've seen Nancy Pelosi having trouble managing her caucus with this narrow majority in the House right now, imagine that with Kevin McCarthy having to deal with folks like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and, you know, about a dozen renegades that could give holy hell to Kevin McCarthy as Speaker and stymie his best laid plans. So, I think if you're Kevin McCarthy, if you're the House Republican leadership, you want a working majority. You want enough wiggle room so you don't have to pander and cater to the whims of some of the more exotic or extreme members of your caucus. So I think that's reason number one. And reason number two is just, it's a measurement of how big a Republican wave it is, how historic potentially the environment could be for congressional Republicans in the House. Because, 40 seats, which is, I think that's on the higher end of what's reasonable, but even like 35 seats would give Republicans their largest House majority since 1928. It would be a historic mark that really could be a rallying cry for the Republican Party to show how out of step the Democratic Party has been with a whole number of issues, but just how favorable the political environment is for them heading into the next presidential election. So this is like the best signal we have in politics of how big a wave is it, how good are things right now for the Republican Party.
Yeah, and that 1928 that you were talking about, that was the year that the Republican President Calvin Coolidge passed on the torch to the Republican President Herbert Hoover. So it's a very historic size of the majority. Now, the thing that people, I think, have been led into overly optimistic territory is actually looking at the size of the Republicans' wins in 1994 with the Newt Gingrich contract with America. Republicans won 55 seats that year, and then they won 63 in reaction against Obamacare, against Barack Obama in 2010. But they're right now, they are too strong already to get a kind of gain of that volume, aren't they?
That's right. I mean, those numbers are really eye-catching and historic, but there are other good elections that both parties have that may not be considered huge wave years. Like 2014 is a really good example where Republicans already held the majority in the House. They won the Senate. They won 9 seats in the Senate. But 2014 doesn't get mentioned in the same breath as 2010 just because Republicans already had a whole lot of House seats, so they didn't have a whole lot more territory to gain. So the statistic that is more of interest to me, given that Republicans already are very close to the majority, is just how many seats do you have, not to swing. Because, in 2010, you had Republicans digging themselves out of one of their worst elections in my memory, but Obama defeated John McCain in 2008. So they were starting at a very, very low point, and they had a whole lot of easy pickings to win from. A lot of these races that are very winnable for Republicans aren't particularly like red or purple districts. These are blue districts that Joe Biden won by a pretty comfortable margin. So it really would be more impressive in many ways if Republicans gained 30 or 35 seats in this election than when they did get 63 seats in the 2010 midterm election.
Well, let me ask you about this, and you don't really address this in your column, which we've posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. What about the U.S. Senate? There was just a terrible poll for Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, where he's way behind John Fetterman when he gets out of the hospital or goes back to the campaign trail after his stroke. But given the fact that there's also a problem in Missouri, if Eric Greitens, who was a governor who was forced to resign by his fellow Republicans, and he now appears to be the front runner for a Senate nomination in Missouri, that ends up being a very competitive race. Is the Senate in any sense much less of a sure thing than the House?
Yes, and the House is much more of a parliamentary election. People vote red or blue. They're not looking at the candidates quite as closely. And that's largely been the case. We've gotten more partisan over the years, but the House has traditionally been more of a parliamentary, which party do you like better? The Senate is still about candidates. You still need to have good candidates or not crazy candidates to win elections because you get more media attention. These folks generally have a higher profile. And frankly, Michael, the races you mentioned, and there are others too, Republicans have not nominated their best in many of these big battleground Senate races. Dr. Oz, the poll you're talking about, I think he has room to improve his standing. I think he has plenty of time to turn things around, but his numbers are worse than Joe Biden's. His favorability and his approval is worse than Joe Biden's in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Biden's numbers are really bad. So that tells you he just came out of a very bruising primary, a lot of money spent against him. But he's also a very kind of an atypical candidate for Senate, and maybe some people don't think he passes the smell test, and that could be a problem. You've got Herschel Walker in Georgia, who, again, Georgia should be a pretty Republican state in November, but Herschel Walker has never run for public office, and he's had trouble explaining his positions on a lot of basic issues, creating a lot of heartburn when you talk to Republicans. So, you know, there, and then Arizona, you mentioned Missouri. There are a lot of races where the Republican recruiting class on the Senate side is worse than the recruiting class on the House side. And they have a lot of Trump-endorsed candidates who may not be ready for prime time. So maybe the political environment may be so good that it doesn't matter that some of this stuff ends up getting overlooked. But I do think there's a real risk for Senate Republicans to squander just very winnable races because they didn't pick good candidates. They didn't nominate good candidates for these important offices.
Okay, a lot of people are pointing to Mara Flores, who just won this seat in Texas, as a rising star in the Republican Party, and I think that's right. Do you see any other personalities like that who are potential House or Senate winners who could all of a sudden become a focus of a lot of attention? That happened with Glenn Youngkin with his win in Virginia. Is there anything, other folks like that, who you think we should keep an eye on?
Yeah, I do. And a lot of them are either on the House side or these governor's races. The Senate, there's not a lot of standouts this year, but Juan Ciscomani is a really impressive former senior advisor to Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. He is running in a swing district in Arizona, and I think he's going to be a very impressive member of Congress.
Okay, we will appreciate your joining us, John Krause-Sahar. He is a National Journal Daily's senior political correspondent, and he pens the weekly Against the Grain. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we've been talking a lot about the upcoming races and what they mean and what the likely impact is going to be on dealing with the economy and other issues that people care about deeply. And in this context where people are so angry about the direction of the country, where you have three-quarters of Americans, according to many polls, who believe we're headed in the wrong direction as a country. We're going to be talking tomorrow about some of the polling that shows that a majority of Republicans and a majority of Democrats both believe that America is going to cease to be a democracy in the future. Now, is that a good thing? No, it's a terrible thing. But with all of that, people do not appear to be particularly concerned with some of the personal issues that turn up with candidates that basically do not seem to be playing a role this time, even though there's some pretty juicy scandals. I mean, yesterday there was a primaries going on in Nevada, for instance. And just this is from the New York Times, and it's about a Democrat, and a Democrat who's considered to be highly vulnerable to losing his seat. But Representative Stephen Horsford, whose district stretches from northern Las Vegas to the middle of the state, could be in deep trouble. Why? In March, his wife, Sonia Douglas, popped up on Twitter to say she would not be silent about the decades-long affair that the congressman has admitted to having with Gabriella Linder, a former intern for Senator Harry Reid. Douglas criticized, that's the wife, his choice to file for re-election and force us to endure yet another season of living through the sordid details of the Horsford affair, and that's a hashtag Horsford affair, with a mistress for Congress rather than granting us the time and space to heal as a family. Now, what's remarkable about this is he's being attacked by both his mistress and his wife, and he's still married. Lindner, that's the mistress, hosted an audio memoir of the affair under a pseudonym, Love Jones, and the audio memoir was called Mistress for Congress. After Horsford responded to her first series of tweets, his wife, Douglas, wrote, "The statement is worse than the first from May 2020. The lies never end. Let's pray that Stephen Horsford comes to grips with reality and gets the help he needs." Not a strong vote of confidence from the missus. Horsford's likely opponent is Annie Black, a state lawmaker who was outside the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Last week, Black sent out a fundraising appeal to supporters with the subject line, "The real big lie is that Biden won fair and square." So this is an opportunity for a very strong supporter of President Trump running against someone who is very, very scandal-plagued. In terms of the candidacy of Eric Greitens for U.S. Senate, and this is a Republican this time, I mean, the fact that he was involved in conduct that was so outrageous and with accusations of not only marital imperfections, but doing it in his home while his kids were upstairs and with his hairdresser, who he was paying every week to come in and do his hair, and that he took nude photographs of her that he apparently used to blackmail her not to tell her husband. This is while he was governor of Missouri. And then there's more with a filing from his ex-wife, now ex-wife, about brutality with his children and with her. And the guys running ahead in the Republican primary in Missouri would be, it would seem by normal standards, a very, very disastrous candidate. Plus, there's new news today. Herschel Walker, this is over at the Daily Beast, it says that, and it gives a history of Herschel Walker talking about the importance of fatherless households in terms of driving all kinds of problems, including black poverty and crime. And now they report that Walker hasn't publicly acknowledged that he has a second son, who has apparently been estranged from his biological father since his birth a decade ago. And it goes on about problems that Herschel Walker has had with his marriages and problems with this son who nobody knew about. And then, remember Lorena Bobbitt? Their charges about her and her behavior, and that she worked formerly as an escort, and has had more than one abortion. For somebody who is strongly pro-life, like Lorena Bobbitt, who is a Republican, this is not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's actually an amazing development when you think about it, because, again, remember Bill Clinton was impeached, and I know they did not have a lot of support for actually removing him from office, but he still went through becoming only the second American president ever to be impeached. Richard Nixon never was. He left before the House could vote impeachment. It was Andrew Johnson the first, and then Richard Nixon, and then of course we have more recent impeachments, but they don't involve, none of the impeachment talk about Trump ever involved basically intimate behavior, personal behavior scandals. Now it's generated a great deal of attention. Will it matter? Well, again, when you have the Senate so close and you have two scandal-tarred Senate candidates, like Eric Greitens, if the Republicans in Missouri are foolish enough to actually elect him to be their candidate in the primary, then you've got very, very real problems, especially when, if you look at any of the exit polling, the core of the Republican Party, and it has been this way since the 1980s, since the Jimmy Carter-Ronald Reagan election of 1980, the backbone of the Republican Party has been religious people. And no, not everybody is evangelical or what people described as born-again Christians. That phrase was more common in the Carter era. Carter did very well in 1976 running against Gerald Ford with conservative Christians. And that's what allowed him to win a squeaker race for the presidency. But then Reagan came along and there was a lot of disappointment with Jimmy Carter. What's fascinating now is that this is still a dominant force in the Republican Party. And that there should be so many people for whom the old slogan of character counts has now come to be character is totally irrelevant. And by the way, human status is always relevant. What am I referring to? A court defeat for a litigant who was not human. Headline, Zoo's elephant ruled not a legal person. No, it's true. Happy the elephant was denied her day in court. We will get to that scandal and to much more. Coming up with your opportunity for calls, 1-800-955-1776, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.